You're listening to The Boredom Experiment.
This is a podcast
made by your host.
My name is Jeremy.
And I'm Ashley.
I'm Micah.
Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Giant. And this is The Boredom Experiment.
Beautiful!
Can we hear it?
Spirit of my silence, I can hear you, but I'm afraid to be near you, and I don't know where to begin, and I don't know where to begin.
Where do we begin? Maybe right here. It's been 2 years.
And we back. 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 And we back.
We're not kidding. It's been 2 years and some change since we left social media.
This ain't no intro, it's the entree. Hit that intro with Kanye. I sound like Andre. Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Beyonce. Man, my daughter could.
That's 2 years of not worrying about our personal Instagram brand or our business Facebook page likes. No keeping up with the Joneses. 2 years of just living and working, of sickness and health, good times and bad, of fewer reasons to pick up our phones during the day or the night. 750 days to be exact, give or take a few. And we're realizing 750 days brings with it a gift of perspective. We're the only ones we know out here in no man's land, the land without followers and likes, without time hops and Snapchats and the awkward pull to read the comments. Never read the comments. We've missed a lot in 2 years. And by missed, I don't mean we're sad about it. There are so many things we will never miss. But we've also missed a lot of literal events and conversations that happen to spread fast and furious on social media. A lot can happen in 2 years. And social media is the marketplace right now where people come to talk about stuff most regularly, for better or worse. An entire presidential campaign happened in these 2 years. So did some mass shootings, Brexit, the Women's March, the loss of Princess Leia and many other stars, the ongoing Black Lives Matter movement, the joke of alternative facts, algorithms, and Mark Zuckerberg messing with your newsfeed. Unfortunately for all of us, this happened.
Inaccurate numbers involving crowd size were also tweeted. No one had numbers because the National Park Service, which controls the National Mall, does not put any out. This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe. Even the New York Times printed a photograph showing that a misrepresentation of the crowd in the original tweet in their paper, which showed the full extent of the support, depth, and crowd and intensity that existed.
Oh boy. Well, thankfully, that was followed up with Melissa McCarthy on SNL.
Next on C-SPAN, the Daily White House Press Briefing with Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
Like I said, A lot happened. Your life happened. Our lives continued. Babies were born and loved ones were mourned, and so much happens in 2 years.
It really breaks my heart to see a dear old friend go down in the worn out place again. Do you know the sound of a closing door? Have you heard that sound somewhere before?
So here's the truth. We told a group of friends recently that we kind of feel like Grandma and Grandpa Parsons. There's so much about social media we just don't get anymore. We're too far away from it to be relevant. So as we approach this anniversary and consider again, should we come back to social media? Should we not? We decided to open up the conversation and ask some of our people to remind us. What is the good, the bad, and the ugly of social media? This is where I feel the need to give a little disclaimer. These are our friends, they are adults, and some of them share some adult thoughts with some adult language. So if you have kids in the room, maybe pause this, put in your headphones later, and listen to it when they're not around.
Hi, you've reached the Boredom Experiment. We would love to hear from you today, so leave your message and we'll get back with you as soon as we can. Thanks.
Hey, my name is Josh Solar, and I'm with Hello Happiness Card Company, and social media has been a huge blessing and a bit of a curse for me. It's one of those double-edged swords that you go back and forth on. For me, ultimately, the good far outweighs the bad. That's why I still use it. We travel a lot with our kids, and between Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, we've connected with so many people who have opened up their homes for us to stay in, even with our free kid, shared meals with people that we never would have met. People have hired us for work because of something that they've seen that we shared, and so that allows us to make a living and keep traveling. But the bad is that if you're not careful and intentional in the way that you use it and cultivate relationships, you can ignore the people right in front of you and place more, almost give more attention to the people that you don't see very often because you feel connected to them via social media and stuff. And so that's bad. And then you can also get sucked into the comparison trap of where you feel like you're inadequate, or maybe I'm not as good of a dad as somebody else because I don't do these things that this other guy did that I randomly saw on social media. And then those thoughts are never healthy. So I do take breaks from social media from time to time, but I always end up back on it because of the benefits of meeting people and traveling and some of the shared experiences that I've had with these people. And also too, sometimes that's good is that you can be parts of communities that are done right and do care about each other through social media. And it's like you meet at a workshop or a retreat or something, and you have these intense, deeply moving experiences together, and then you can really like keep up on each other and stay in touch in a meaningful way over social media that way. And so that makes me happy too, is to be able to say, hey, I had this experience with you. We can further our relationship this way. And then when we meet again, whenever the time brings us together, you can then feel like nothing's changed and you're closer, even though you haven't seen each other in a year or a long time. So those are the reasons that I stick with it. But definitely overcoming the comparison stuff and falling into that trap, and then ignoring the people that are right in front of you. If you keep those two things in check, I feel that social media can be a huge blessing. So hopefully that helps, and enjoy.
Hi, y'all. My name is Lindsay Pratt, and I'm a graphic design student from the Midwest. I have a lot of thoughts about social media, but I guess starting with the good, I want to say as a creative person, I think social media has been a place for me to find a lot of inspiration. And just hearing people's stories, I think, has a lot of impact in the creative process. And just realizing that getting to hear stories of people that I might not ever meet except through social media and being impacted by those in the creative process and just in life, I think that has been a really cool part of social media for me. But on the other hand, like on the other side of it, more like the bad side, I think that probably my biggest grief in it is just realizing the amount of time that I've given to social media that I wanted to give to other things, and realizing that, man, like I have all these values of wanting to live creatively and be present and, you know, read books or make stuff or really just live life fully. And then I look at the amount of time I spend on social media and I'm like, wait, that's going to line up. And so just, I guess, realizing the disconnect between those two and wanting to find the balance of really realizing when I say, oh, I don't have time to do this or that that I want to do, going, nope, I need that time to social media. And, yeah, just finding the balance of what it looks like to live with intention and with just in accordance with our values. And so I guess that's the bad side. And I have so many more thoughts, but I'll keep it to that for today. Okay, thanks.
Hello to the lovely creators of the Boredom Experiment. My name is Elizabeth Kaler. I'm a proud friend and supporter of this project. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of my personal thoughts on social media as of 2017. So I'm just going to share quickly with you my good, bad, and ugly of social media. And I will be talking particularly about Facebook and Instagram. So I think that the good of Facebook is actually in Instagram, but particularly Facebook, because I think it can be more conversational. I think the good of Facebook is exponential, actually. I have found it to be a wonderful vehicle for conversations and about things that you long to see different and conversations about change, particularly for me in areas of social justice and learning more about the racial climate of America. I grew up white, and most of my friends growing up were white, and I had been asked some really challenging questions through people on Facebook about my photography business. One of the big questions that I got asked by a black friend of mine was, why is everybody white in your photographs? And that was a difficult question for me to answer, but it led me on a journey to really unpacking, you know, a lot of the roles that we all play as Americans and a lot of the ways that we identify ourselves and the comfort zones that we try to stay in and the boxes we try to stay in. So, you know, connecting with people through Facebook on those issues and diving deeper into them has really helped me open up my eyes, and it's connecting me to like-minded people who want to understand the climate of our country a lot better than they did before. And it's also just giving me a tremendous amount of resources. I've made new friends through Facebook. I've been connected to different groups on issues that I care about, that I think matter. And it's also given me a sounding board and communities that I can connect with and ask questions about certain things with, whether it be, you know, building my essential oils business through people who are trying to do the same thing, or trying to understand race dynamics in the city I live in and connecting with people through certain articles they post that I think would care about the same things. I mean, it's led to coffee dates and face-to-face conversations and lots of awesome, I believe, progress. So the bad about it, and notice that was mostly Facebook, I would say that I have a little bit of a weirder relationship with Instagram, in that Instagram is so, it has the ability to be very, to be very beautiful, and I feel compelled to make beautiful images and connect them with honest words, which in theory is a great idea, but what has happened for me personally in that journey is it has become contrived. So Instagram to me is a place of not full honesty, it's not as conversational. I don't think people are as engaged and I think it breeds, it's a bigger breeding ground for comparison and jealousy issues. So I have been taking and leaving Instagram quite a bit. The ugly part about all of social media for me is how quickly it can become, how quickly my heart can change it from a positive relationship to a personal addiction. I find myself not wanting to think about real things in my world and just mindlessly scrolling. So usually when I take breaks from social media, it's because
it's gotten weird in my own brain, and my I have poor self-control when it comes to social media. If only I could find that happy medium of using it for the things that I think help us grow as humans and then separating myself inside and not use it as a means to numb whatever might be going on in my head and heart. So those are my thoughts on social media, and I could go on forever. But for the sake of not being cut off a second time, I will end my thoughts here, and love and blessings to you all.
I want to be known. In a discussion I once had with an older mentor, Will Wyatt, he said to me, talking about heaven and hell, that he thinks that hell will be a place that's a lot like people crying out, "Listen to me," and no one will be there to hear their cry. And I think that's a lot of what social media is people asking to be heard and to be listened to and to be valued. And it's a landscape that provides a false narrative for what is beautiful, tangible community in our midst. And so for myself personally, I want to be heard and I want to be loved. And I think that the social media platform can only go so far in succeeding at what is the need to be known. And so it's almost like it's good up until a point to where it becomes the bad and the ugly, where self-value and significance in the midst of the social internet sphere. And so I think for a generation moving forward, it is going to take a lot of looking at one another in the eye and discussing and sharing in love in the midst of real community and setting aside the false narrative that is social media.
Hi, Ashley and Jeremy. This is Bernadette Talgetty. First, I just wanted to say I'm so glad you guys are making another podcast, because I love your podcast and I wish there was more, and it's probably one of my favorites. Okay, the good of social media. I think that we live in a globalized world and there's really no turning that back, where everybody's just more connected to people. People move different places and things like that. And so I think social media has the capability of keeping people connected. I know a lot of people who keep their Facebook profiles just simply so that grandma can see pictures of their grandbabies. And so I think that's pretty awesome that there's a really easy way to do that. And, you know, not that snail mail can't be awesome and photographs that are printed can't be awesome, but I think, you know, just the quickness of that. And that kind of leads me then to the next part. The good is I've seen so many things, like if a friend has cancer or if a family loses a spouse or a child, that there can be a Kickstarter or just prayers offered up for that, those people in need. And that's also awesome because it can really unite people behind a cause, and that's really awesome. I think the other good thing too that I've seen on social media, and I feel like maybe you guys could understand this to an extent, is entrepreneurship. I've just seen so many people who start up shops on Etsy and on Instagram, and you know, just handcrafted cool stuff that, you know, like if you were in a small town, that would be really hard for you to get a fan base, you know, like and you know, for me, that's just been really awesome because I feel like it's sort of broaden my shopping horizon. So when I am looking for a well-intentioned, thoughtful gift, I'm buying it from, you know, a small business and supporting a family or whatever. And I think that's cool. Okay, so the bad is kind of that globalization again. I think we just get so overwhelmed. Not that it's a bad thing to learn about other human sufferings, but I think sometimes we can just get so caught up in what's happening in, you know, halfway across the globe that we fail to help our neighbors. You know, you're giving money towards, you know, earthquake relief in Nepal or Haiti or something, and that's awesome, and that's a good way to use your money, but is there a homeless problem in your town? Is there a soup kitchen you could volunteer at? Is there a neighbor that you could, you know, go and sit with and chat with? You know, that's, I feel like that can be negative on social media because instead of reaching out to neighbors, we feel pulled to reach out to, you know, other people, which again, isn't bad in and of itself, but if it means that we're neglecting those right in front of us because we are on Instagram or Facebook looking at, you know, terrible things happening across the globe and then not paying attention to those around us, I think that can be a negative thing. The ugly is just anytime you look at a comment section on anything, on a YouTube video, on a Facebook post, on an Instagram post, anything, anytime you look at comment sections, it just, it's this crazy phenomenon. I need to know if there's people studying this whole phenomenon of just being able to hide behind it, you know, semi-anonymously behind your screen, post something and like, you know, that you would never, ever, ever say to someone in real life, you know, and even if it was honest and good, like if you can't say that to someone in real life, you know, why would you say that on the internet? But we've been, it's like this enabling thing that, you know, whenever I look at the comment section, I immediately regret it. It's never a tool for discussion. And I think that's the ugly part too is, you know, I'm not on Facebook anymore. And part of that was just because I just got so tired of not having face-to-face conversations. If I want to talk politics, I want to get a beer with you and I want to hash it out. If, you know, if I disagree with you on something, like we can still be friends, but that has become just a non-possibility because people are so hostile on social media and it's ridiculous. And so, you know, everybody wants to be more, you know, more worldly and have, you know, less discrimination and less, like, you know, the whole check your privilege thing, but we close ourselves in bubbles so quickly, as, you know, as soon as we post those hostile comments because we just want people who are like-minded in our circle. Okay, so I'm done. No more messages. Hope you guys are well, and I look forward to more and more and more and more and more podcasts from you guys. All right, bye.
Hello, it's Lynn. Hey guys, my name is Wynn Wiley and I am a photographer from Nebraska and I shoot a mix of portrait work, wedding work, commercial work, and I help run a nonprofit that I co-founded that does social good with other nonprofits to basically give them photos and videos and design content to help them spread their message. And the topic of social media is really intriguing to me because I feel like in a weird way, I can't imagine my life without it, and I am so afraid of what my life would look like without it, which sounds really kind of weird, I guess, but I think it's something that has become so much a part of especially younger people's lives these days that we can't imagine a life without it because it's our megaphone that we think we can hold up and can spread messages, and it's an incredibly powerful tool, and it's incredibly awesome, but also is maybe the worst thing / the thing I'm addicted to most right now in my life. So I think the good in social media is that we're able now more than ever to share our perspectives on the world to people. I know people in Nebraska, where I'm from, especially in small town Nebraska, whose only like news source that they really absorb and take in every day is their Instagram feed or is their Twitter feed. And for, you know, maybe a person like a kid in a small town in Nebraska that wants to get out and wants to pursue a career in creativity, seeing these Instagrams is the only thing that really can maybe give them a hope that there is a life out there. And I think that I felt that when I was a kid growing up in Nebraska, that I knew that these worlds existed.
more to come on part 2.